This is WGNS Action Line. Action Line. WGNS Action Line.
Now your host,
Scott Walker.
Our guest now, Dr. Lucy Matthews, professor in the Department of Marketing at the Jones College of Business at MTSU. How are you this morning?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm good. So what are some of the things that you do each day?
Well, I am helping our marketing students prepare for a career in marketing, which is, in today's world, ever-changing. But helping them determine within the path of marketing the areas that they could focus on, whether it's digital marketing or professional selling route. And so I see students when they first come into the marketing program, and then basically right as they finish the marketing degree, I help them accumulate all of their skills in creating a final capstone project.
Marketing's got to be an interesting topic these days because it is ever-changing. I mean, it's wild.
It is.
Especially with AI.
Exactly. I know we were having some conversations here recently. I think everybody is having those conversations about AI. And, you know, it's a delicate balance in the classroom these days to balance when to use AI and when not to. And creating assignments that can challenge the students to get up to speed with what we think that industries are looking for from an AI usage, particularly in marketing. Also making sure that you have those assignments where you're trying to minimize the impact that could have as well.
And marketing is all encompassing these days, and it didn't used to be that way. I mean, if I say a certain item or something that I'm looking for, next thing I know, it pops up on my phone when I'm scrolling through Facebook. I mean, it's just, it can be a little weird.
I agree. Yeah, it can be somewhat invasive, but at the same point, you know, it's exciting, all of the changes and everything that you can do from a marketing perspective.
And how do you go about, I guess, making students understand how all-encompassing it really is? And do some of them not realize it until they start taking the classes?
Yeah, I would say, I mean, we, I think as a university, are trying to make sure that AI is becoming that topic of discussion as far as ethical usage of AI. But, you know, within marketing, as we mentioned, it's a matter of just bringing it up in conversations with every type of topic that we discuss as well.
You've got these leadership labs, if you would.
Yes.
But what are those labs?
So they are short introductions to different types of topics that people outside of MTSU, it could be students, but opening it up to the broader community about topics where we as instructors can help people get up to speed in certain areas.
When I look at marketing, of course, I'm looking at it at a local level, you know, within a radio station, within a radio station's website. I'm not looking at the further reach of that for these big companies out there like the Amazons, who are just massive worldwide companies.
Sure.
But they're looking at marketing differently because they're looking at not only accomplishing whatever their reach is that they want to reach, but they're trying to tackle all these different subjects, like not just what they're selling, but also, hey, here's what we're doing in the aftermath of what we do sell that's sent back to us, and we have to recycle this. And I mean, there's so much more to it.
Absolutely. And even on a personal level, you know, you talked about a smaller business, but then even our own, as my session is related to it, is your own personal branding. Each of us are marketing ourselves and our own capabilities and what we have to offer from a personal brand standpoint.
And that can be really hard, especially if you're kind of shy, you don't know how to go about properly introducing yourself and your set of skills even to an employer.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So you've got something coming up August 29th. What is that?
I do. Yes. It's called, it's branding off and online, and we will be taking a look at some different ways that to help you do your own personal branding. And even just thinking about it, I think there's a lot of people that don't really, they kind of think, well, I am who I am, and people can either take me for what I am or not. But it's putting some different things into perspective as far as what's your online presence, what's your offline presence when you approach people. What are they saying? Whether or not you're intentional about it or not, you are being evaluated on your personal brand.
How do you teach students, you know, hey, you got to be careful of what you post on social media because it could literally kill your future career that you don't even have yet.
Absolutely. You know, I tell a lot of stories, unfortunately, about situations that I have witnessed in the past of students who have actually been called into a job interview just to be told, we are not going to hire you, and here's specifically why. So you know, having witnessed some of those things, I tell those stories so that way hopefully people will take it to heart and won't become that next victim of their personal brand, you know, killing their opportunity.
Do you have some students who are like, you know, I can't believe I posted whatever it was, but it's still up and they haven't taken it down yet? And is there any really truly taking something off the internet?
Yeah, you have to just be very cautious about it because there are, you know, there's memories.
Yeah.
That even like something like Snapchat where it says that, you know, after 24 hours it's gone. It's not really gone.
No.
So just being careful. As I tell to my own daughters, it's make sure whatever you post, you don't mind having show up on the front page of a newspaper because
no
it
kidding.
Could actually end up there. And if it would embarrass you there, just don't post it.
And then how many people took screenshots of whatever it was?
Yeah,
you exactly. may never know.
Exactly.
And then they share the screenshots and so forth. Anyway, so this is going to be interesting. This is coming up August the 29th.
Yes.
Is this for specifically the MTSU population? Is it open to more?
Absolutely open to the public. There is a registration as of right now. I believe there's about 15 spots that are left. So you do have to register just because of space constraints. We want to know who's coming. And for those individuals who do register and then something else comes up, if they would just, you know, be kind enough to actually unregister so we can fill that spot.
And
but these are little teaser programs to anybody interested in the sessions that we have to offer.
And you can learn more. Is it at exceed.mtsu.edu?
Yes.
Okay, so learn more there and then register your name. Say, I'm going to be there. Fill out, I guess, whatever it is. But that'll get your foot in the door to be there.
That's correct.
Again, Dr. Lucy Matthews with us. And you're a professor at the Department of Marketing, Jones College of Business at MTSU. And that's got to be an interesting job. I mean, interacting with the students and just talking about marketing and media. I mean, it's a fascinating subject.
It is. Absolutely. I love what I do. I love the opportunity to see students exceed to their highest potential.
And hopefully not cry too much when they understand, oh, something they posted a year ago is going to come back to haunt them.
Absolutely.
But are there ways to overcome those things?
Absolutely. Yes. And we're going to talk about a lot of that during our session. Things that will help you from the stand of your personal brand, and then also things that you can do to minimize the negative impact.
Videos of doing more good. Maybe yes. That could override some of those negatives.
Absolutely.
Again, with us today, Dr. Lucy Matthews, professor in the Department of Marketing at the Jones College of Business at MTSU. Well, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
The Action Line on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna. Listen and watch at WGNSradio.com.